The Texas bathroom bill that called for people to use the public restroom, shower, or locker room matching the sex on their birth certificate is dead. Not because it was voted on, but because it wasn't by the time the Texas legislature adjourned its 30-day special session yesterday. This marks the second time a bill meant to restrict transgender bathroom access has collapsed in the Texas legislature, despite strong support from the governor. Ben Philpott is senior editor at KUT in Austin. Ben, why did the legislature adjourn without a vote on this bill?
Well, the Speaker of the Texas House was not interested in this bill coming up for a vote, and the committee chairman of the committee that it would have had to flow through in the House did not even hold a hearing.
Was there support for it if they had brought it up for a vote?
I think that publicly there were a majority of lawmakers, all Republicans, who said, yes, they would vote for it. The Speaker, of course, and others have said that behind closed doors, you hear from lawmakers who say, I don't want to have to vote on this.
Hmm. How significant a defeat is this for the Republican Governor Greg Abbott?
You know, he wanted 20 things to get passed, 20 items done during this legislative special session. The bathroom bill is among 11 things that he did not get sent to his desk. So he's been focusing more recently on some things like a property tax bill that did not make it to his desk. But the lieutenant governor here in Texas has been very vocal about this being a big blow and something that the Republican base really wants. And he's saying that he'd like to give it another shot at some point.
Well, and transgender advocates are cheering this today, but opposition to the bill was pretty widespread. Businesses like Amazon and ExxonMobil opposed it. Even some law enforcement agencies were against it. What were they saying?
Well, you know, they just said that, again, this is, you know, the bill was being pushed as a safety issue, that, you know, it would protect women in bathrooms from sexual predators being able to come in and attack them. Police were saying that this is, you know, these are statistics we don't see. So it's a bill that was looking for a problem that wasn't there.
And by the way, the Texas Association of Businesses said it could have cost the state $5.6 billion over the next decade, if it had passed. Pretty significant.
Yeah, and it really, you know, that kind of is what the big difference was between the regular session and the special session. In the regular session, the House actually did pass a version of the bathroom bill, which some said was very watered down from what the Senate wanted. But then as more and more business groups came out and said that they didn't want this to happen, you got no bill this time in the Texas House.
So some conservatives had hoped that if this had passed, it could have revived momentum for other states to pass similar laws. North Carolina partially repealed its bathroom bill back in March. You say that they may try again on this in Texas.
Yeah, the Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick had a press conference late last night saying, you know, we should do this in a special session, but that it absolutely we should do this in the next legislative session, which is in 2019, and that it's a fight that isn't going away. He said that he even implored the Speaker to go ahead and put this in the rearview mirror, get this done with so they don't have to do it again, because he says, yeah, we will.
That's Ben Philpott, senior editor at KUT in Austin, Texas. Ben, thanks.
Thank you.